It's time here again on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Hello Vidar and welcome back to Connect Radio.
Good to talk to you again, Toby. How are you?
I'm very well, Vidar, thank you. This week we're going to be hearing all about your recent trip to the Birmingham Hippodrome for Matthew Bourne's reimagining of The Nutcracker. And I believe Matthew Bourne's production has a bit of sort of wit thrown in and perhaps some magical fantasy too. Was this a magical experience for you, Vidar?
It was a magical experience, a very different experience, actually, Toby. I am used to the more traditional interpretation of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, very often staged in the build-up to Christmas, particularly here in Birmingham by Birmingham Royal Ballet. And they've done a number of audio-described performances in recent years, which has been a staple part of my lead-up to the festive season. So when I got the chance to go to this, shall we say, different interpretation of this famous ballet, it really leapt at that opportunity. And first and foremost, I love the music, and so that I would go and see that wherever and listen to that, enjoy that. But I'm always intrigued by people going to the effort, the time, the trouble to audio describe ballet. It's overtly visual, inevitably, and I guess it must be quite a challenge for the describers, because in a sense you've got two audiences potentially. One, and I'd put myself in this, you've got your average layman who hasn't ever done or studied or have a knowledge of ballet terminology, etc. And B, perhaps got people who have done ballet in one way or another during their life, and maybe who have sadly subsequently lost their sight, but still want to appreciate it, and always probably want to actually have the specific professional terminology used in the description. So I think for audio describers, A, it's something of a tour de force because you're constantly describing the whole time because everything is visual. And B, you're treading a tightrope in terms of trying to get it right for all of those potential listeners. Caroline did a great job. She's so passionate and enthusiastic. I think that was the thing that came out for me at the end of a couple of hours that we were listening to her. Really informative, really comprehensive description. And I have to say, yes, I'd read the blurb beforehand, so I realized it was going to be different, and it's all set in Dr. Dross's orphanage, etc., so far from the original storyline that was originally conceived, but very well brought to life in terms of the words describing what's happening on stage. And some might find it irritating in the sense that they, you know, they might say, well, look, you know, I just really want the music to speak to me as well as actually learn about the ballet. Obviously, if that is the case, then you, I would suggest, would probably not listen to as much of the audio description as perhaps might normally be the case. Having said that, I think the whole point of going to a ballet is getting the whole experience, and without audio description, for me, dance and ballet on stage would be a complete no-no. So thanks to Caroline, I came away feeling I'd really had a genuine experience of what was being performed. And just chatting with the friends I went with afterwards, we were able to compare notes, as it were, and you're on a level playing field. So that's very much as a result of the audio description.
And I think this particular production and reimagining of Nutcracker has very much a sort of 1930s sort of movie feel to it through Anthony Ward's set and costumes. And I think there are some wonderful dance pieces, and one where the dancers are given the impression of skating on ice through their dance. And I wondered if that sort of thing sticked in your mind, or other moments in the production that may have sticked in your mind.
That's a very good example, Toby, of one of the things that does stick in my mind. And that, again, was something that Caroline really sort of made us aware of and brought to life. You're absolutely right about the analogy with a sort of 1930s movie backdrop. And again, that came through not just in the actual audio description whilst the ballet was taking place, but also in the pre-show notes. And I do recommend very strongly, actually, if people are going to an audio described performance of whatever kind, but arguably even more so when it comes to ballet and there's so much to take in through dance or ballet in terms of audio description, avail yourselves not just live of the pre-show notes, so they're normally delivered 15 minutes before curtain up, but very often they're available on the theatre's website in advance. And it's worth just checking if that's, you know, the case in terms of whatever you book to see, because there's a lot of information to digest. Yes, the costumes, as you alluded to there, you need to get a grip for those, particularly when there's no touch tour. And as I understand it, there wasn't one for this particular performance, obviously, as we're hopefully coming out of, without tempting fate, the COVID couple of years that we've all experienced recently. So touch tours and getting literally a feel for costumes and props and what have you isn't at the moment possible in many venues, although increasingly, happily, it does seem to be returning in quite a few. So long may that be the case, and that will enhance and add to people's enjoyment, not just courtesy of the notes and the actual audio described performance itself, but also in terms of getting on the stage, getting behind the set, and actually, you know, really getting a feel for the backdrop for what you're going to see.
And I think Matthew Bourne's Nutcracker first hit the stage in Edinburgh back in 1992. And if my memory serves me right, I think I went to see a production at Sadler's Wells many, many years ago with my nieces, who absolutely loved it. And I wondered, Vidar, would you recommend Matthew Bourne's Nutcracker as a good dance production for all the family to enjoy?
I think you've said it there in your little reminiscence about going with your nieces, Toby. I think it is very much for all the family. I went with a couple of friends who were broadly my age, but we were saying that actually it would do exactly what you've just suggested, be a really entertaining piece for the family. It's very accessible. The music, I would argue, is also very accessible. It's easy to listen to, some good tunes, if Tchaikovsky will forgive me for being so colloquial. and I hadn't realized it was over 25 years since it, or 30 years, as you say, since it was first performed. But I think the fact that it was such a full house demonstrates that obviously Matthew Bourne has a massive following. And hopefully increasing that audience can include more and more visually impaired patrons.
Well, Matthew Bourne's Nutcracker continues on tour until the end of April, and there are details about audio described performances on the New Adventures, that's Matthew Bourne's production company, website, which is new-adventures.net. Vidar, I think next time we might have a bit of opera to review.
Yeah, so moving from dance to song, so fingers crossed, one of my favourite operas, and we'll hopefully lift the curtain on that next time, Toby.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of Matthew Bourne's Nutcracker at Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure.